Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 14th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Also, that's today, by the way. Today is the day, the actual day of the anniversary. We've been obnoxious about this all week long. I gave you warning. I gave you fair warning last week that we were going to do this, as we do every time. So check it out. Our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's 14 years old too. That's what I want you to go to and see what you think about it and use it to your advantage. You can find a lot of things there, including the outstanding body of work, unparalleled body of work that Barbara Weltman has given us on tax planning, tax advice, just so much, just a wealth, a treasure trove of advice. If you're trying to plan for your future, for taxes and or even the past, meaning this last year, go see what Barbara has to say. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a great member, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. It's always been a pleasure. What else is going on out there? You gave us good news last time, last segment on the they're finally getting rid of the 3% withholding tax on government contractors. The president is going to sign it too, right? I mean, that's going to get done real quick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's in favor, yeah. And especially because it includes, as I said, two new tax credits.
Tell us about those credits.
Yeah, there's a returning heroes credit of up to $2,400 for hiring a post-September 11th veteran who's been unemployed at least 4 weeks. And if they've been out of work for at least 6 months, the credit amount goes up to $5,600. And then there's also a wounded warriors credit of $4,800 for hiring a veteran with a service related disability who's been unemployed for that amount. Mm-hmm. And again, that credit amount goes up, doubles to $9,600 if the wounded warrior has been out of work for at least 6 months. So,
right.
And there's no cap on the number that you can hire. So This can be, if you're looking to hire new employees because business is expanding and you need the help, this might be something to think about.
Well, it's certainly something for you to keep in mind. It's of course, doing something like this is the right thing to do. You just have to make sure everything fits and make sure it works. You know, it's the right thing for everybody. But take advantage of this. And I will say this, though, Barbara, as a general statement, if you hire somebody who's been in the military, there's an excellent chance that they will become an excellent employee.
I think that's absolutely true.
They're military. There's nothing.
I don't think you have to worry about them showing up on time and
well, that's right. I mean, you know,
everybody's like
different. Everybody's different. But the truth is the military does a lot of good stuff for folks. The training, the bearing, the responsibility. The working with an organization, you know, being able to take orders and leadership. This is another thing people don't always think about when they think about military people coming out of the military. The leadership potential of a veteran is significant.
Well, I have to agree with you.
Yeah. So what else? What else is new?
Well, you know what? The year is sort of winding down, and I think that. If you haven't made an appointment to meet with your tax advisor, now's the time to do it so that you might have strategies to do before the end of the year that'll wind up saving you money on your return next year.
You know, Barbara, last year we took your advice and that very advice, and we got busy and we made sure we had an estimate of what our taxes were going to be. I didn't like the number, and we prepaid some stuff that we were allowed to prepay, and it really helped us to spread our tax obligation. It gave me some cash flow control over my tax obligation. That was very that I really liked the way we did. We've always done it, but I really liked the way we did it last year. And we're going to do it again this year.
That's really good. That's really good, especially taking advantage of some of the breaks that are likely to decline. They're set to decline for buying certain equipment and things like, for example, being able to write off the full cost of equipment that you
Section 168, right?
Yeah. Bonus
Section 168, that's going to change after this year, isn't it? It's going to go down.
It's set to go down to 50%. However, you know, if I were a gambler, I'd say the odds are still pretty good they could extend these favorable breaks as long as the economy looks as unimpressive as it
does. So this is compressing the regular depreciation period into 1 year, right?
Yeah, it's not changing the total amount you write off, which is the cost of what you buy.
It's not a credit.
It's just timing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's just timing. And,
but that's
and
handy.
Favorable.
But that could fit. Well, let me ask you a question. What if it doesn't fit? What if, believe it or not, it doesn't fit your you can still take the depreciation, right?
Yeah, you don't have to take the advantage of it. You can just take regular depreciation.
Once again, folks, it gives you some control over your when you pay your tax obligation, right?
Absolutely.
And I like that. I like having. I'll tell you, it makes you want to think. You know, do some planning, do some estimating, get with your accountant, get with your bookkeeping folks, and now's the time to do it, folks. When you got time to think about how to prepay things, maybe that's what you do. Either invest this year. You still got time to buy some items and get them in service, because they have to be in service, right, Barb? They have to be in service this year, not just ordered, but in service.
Yeah. Can't be sitting in a box in a warehouse someplace.
But they can be financed. You don't have to pay for it all at once. You can finance it, folks. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.